The title of today's blog post is The Creative Two-Step. You know, we do a lot of dances in a lifetime, probably the most famous being two steps forward, one step back. That one's like the twist. Everybody can do it. There is another dance that requires two steps. We often do the first one, but we don't do the second to complete the move. I call it the creative two-step. And take it from me, coming from someone who's a Johnny Castle dance school dropout, I can attest that the creative two-step is easy to learn, but it takes follow-through. You have to do step number two. If you don't, you'll only do half a dance. It would be like doing the cha instead of the cha-cha. So here are the two steps to the creativity dance. One, the inspiration. Two, the implementation. How often have you gotten a creative idea from out of the blue and then just let it sit on the shelf and collect dust? Or maybe you got the inspiration, but you put it in the attic or the basement of your mind where it still sits unfulfilled. To be truly creative requires both steps. The American poet and diplomat James Russell Lowell said it this way: creativity is not the finding of a thing, but the making something of it after it is found. And Julia Cameron, famous author of The Artist's Way, had this to say: creativity is God's gift to us. Using our creativity is our gift back to God. There is a part of us that knows how to do the creativity dance. In order to let that ability come through, we have to practice doing step number two. All the best, John.